This is the Drew Mariani Show. Where else can you pray with thousands of other listeners every day? Listen in to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, where we're here for you on Relevant Radio.
All right, it's 3 after the hour. Thanks for joining me. Let's pray. All right, let's pray. Feel free to dial in. I know many of you just received my book. Thank you for your kind emails. I'm telling you, it was a privilege and an honor to be able to put on paper what I've studied for 30 years. You know, I just did a documentary on it years ago, and to be able to really unpack some of that for you, it's been a delight. And I know many of you found the chapter on the chapter, or the chapter on the chaplet, and you're like, I can pray this? So welcome. I want to welcome you to the program because I know there's some new listeners now who've just discovered the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I'm going to give you a number. This is a number you can get in with your prayer petitions any day. It's 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I try to take at least 5 or 6 calls depending on time, how many calls we can get on, maybe sometimes a little bit more. So you can always call in. I just want to read one letter I received today, and I want to thank the person, Connie, I hope you're listening, or Corrine. I'm sorry, Corrine. From Albany, Minnesota, she sent me a beautiful little book. But she says, Drew, I must write to you just to get my petitions heard. She says, I've called in 9 times and still have not gotten my needs heard. She's tried to get through on the air here, but, you know, like I said, the phone lines stack up. So I love it. She sneaks in the back door. She sent me a letter. Please don't write, okay? you can call. We'll get you through eventually. I promise. I get a lot of mail right now. And I don't always respond to the mail just because there's so much of it. I just want you to know that. But I do read everything, and some of her petitions will make it to the air today. She says, my friend Betty has cancer badly. She needs a miracle. Could you pray for her? My son John is a bad diabetic. He can't get around. He needs a hot water heater installed. Can't find help. She goes on with a bunch of other petitions. I have family problems. They don't talk to me. Would you please pray for communications? And especially for Mother's Day, my kids didn't even acknowledge me on that. Would you please pray for a change? All this is causing depression and health issues and loneliness and a broken heart, you name it. All of it has been, I've done so much for them and I'm treated this way. Please pray for me so I can move to a different place soon. And she goes on with some other intentions here. Corrine, we'll pray for you. I'm sorry you're going through such a difficult time with your family. Offer it to the Lord and offer it for the conversion of your children, okay? And we'll join you in prayer here as well. If you want to send petitions and you're a little more tech savvy, Jake is on Twitter today, at Drew Mariani Show. Please follow us there, at Drew Mariani Show. And Jake will share some of your petitions coming up. You can always email me, drew@relevantradio.com as well. We see their petitions there, and you're prayed for. Hey, I'm in studio today with Amy, and she's back again. You second time this week, or am I seeing things?
No, it was twice last week.
It was twice last week. All right, you're going to be twice this week then? It's good to have you.
I don't know.
Good to have you. Good to have you back. Anything you want to pray for?
I just want to echo your prayers, Drew, because we're short on staff here right now, and I've been opening mail, and it's been a lot of the people that have been writing in. Yeah. And thanking you for the chaplet, thanking you for the book, and just wonderful notes and lots of prayers in there. And I just want to lift up all of those people that had written and were donating with the gift for the book. Yeah. So God bless.
And thank you for your generosity. I want to acknowledge that too, both during the pledge drive, those who've responded to appeals. We're grateful, and I'm so grateful that Relevant made this book available. They printed 100,000 copies to get the message of mercy out. That's a lot of books. And I know a lot of people are going to come to know the beauty of divine mercy as you have. So we'll turn to the Lord. We'll ask for his mercy today in a special way for you. In fact, Rose, who answers a lot of the mail and screens calls, sent me this email. She says, could you say a prayer for a young boy, Marshall, who's in surgery at this very moment? He's the grandson of Kim from Bread Smith, who always shared her wonderful baked goods during our pledge drive. And this is some of the best bread in the world, Bread Smith. I'll give him a big plug. All right. I love it. When I fast, that's the bread I like to fast on. Also, there is a man named Xavier Joseph that's just been diagnosed with a genital heart condition. He's going to have open heart surgery next week. He's 12 years old. little Xavier. So we want to pray for these boys that have got to undergo surgery. All right, we'll pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell on the third day. He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, let's take our first call. It comes today from Margaret, listening in Chicago. Margaret, thanks for praying with us. Good afternoon.
Drew, thank you for taking my call and for all that you do. I'm asking for prayers for my daughter, who is at this moment in court. We've been to court for 2.5 years now. She has a troubled marriage. There was abuse there, and I'm asking for prayers that the judge can see the truth and act justly, and that she may be cared for, and her 4 children financially as an outcome.
All right.
I pray for the conversion of the man she's divorcing. Well, 25-year marriage.
It always amazes me, couples that are married that length of time, and then the marriage is dissolved. It's so hard. Look, Margaret, as a mother, I know how much you love your daughter, and I'm really sorry for what you're going through, too. I know how powerful your prayers are. I know the pain in your heart reaches the heart of God. Now, let's pray for your daughter right now at this critical moment. Prayer changes things. It is the best weapon that we have. It is the key, as I like to say, to God's heart. So let's pray. Let's pray right now that God will allow grace to flow, that the judge who is sitting and presiding over this will sit on the seat of mercy, and that your daughter and your children and the whole situation will be resolved according to that. And I love your prayer because it's Christian, it's charitable, it's merciful, praying for the conversion of those that cause us pain and hurt. And I really do pray for the conversion of that man's soul as well. And I pray for all marriages right now that are troubled, where there's infidelity, where there's abuse, where there's misunderstanding, where there's deception. I pray for that healing. I pray for the children that are suffering from divorce right now, Lord. And I just ask for the healing of relationships, whether it be marital, whether it be familial, whether it be friends. I give you that intention as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, we'll go to Des Plaines, Illinois next. Rose is listening to us there. Rose, hi.
Hi.
It's good to have you with us.
I do. Yes, thanks for hearing our prayers during the chaplet. And I'd like prayers for my son. He's being operated on tomorrow for hernia surgery and for the surgeon. And also for my niece's husband, that he will be recovering from burns that he had in a fire.
Ooh.
And also for myself, for my back, I've had quite a bit of back pain. So, that's it for me, and thanks.
You got it, Rose. Well, you got it. Let's pray for your back. Let's pray for your son's surgery. Let's pray for the physician. Let's pray. Lord, I give you all these intentions. I know St. Catherine of Siena said, nothing great is ever achieved without enduring much. You know, and we all have to suffer. We all go through difficult times. And Lord, I just ask that it become meritorious. We united to the passion on the cross. And I ask for healing right now. I ask that Rose's back begin to find relief. I pray for all those with back problems, herniated discs, ruptured discs, with nerve problems, with sciatica, chronic pain. I just give you those souls right now that are also saying, Lord, yes, heal me too. Pray for those facing surgery. I pray for the surgeons and all those, the anesthesiologists, all those that are in that OR. And I pray for a prompt and complete recovery. And I thank you, Lord, for the gift of medicine, technology. And I just give to you these needs. I give you the body with all of the problems that so many people are asking you to touch. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Jake, who's up next?
Do the Twitter intentions.
Oh, Twitter. Thank you. Yes, go ahead. I know a lot of people are submitting their intentions via Twitter, so let's start there.
And also our Catholic bishops, too. Bishop Hying on Twitter just put this out a little bit ago. He said, hey, we need to pray for the sisters and children at the Carmelite Home for Boys and Girls in East Chicago, which suffered a devastating fire yesterday. Wow. Everyone is safe, thankfully, but the sisters certainly need our prayers and help in their beautiful work of loving abandoned and abused children. So thank you, Bishop Hying, for making us aware of that. Kathy is asking for prayers that her husband will get back to work with no problems. Denise is lifting up her husband, who has been standing by her throughout her journey with cancer, and it's been hard on him throughout the process, so she's praying for him. And also Catalina is asking for prayers for her mother's health and an end to abortion.
All right, let's take another call then. We'll go to Amy in Highland, Indiana as well, and add her intention to those that just came in on Twitter. Amy, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Hi. I'd love prayers for a 12-year-old autistic boy who was visiting other family members in our area. They're from out of state. Mm-hmm. They were staying at a hotel in Hammond, Indiana, and the 12-year-old walked out of the hotel, and they have been looking for him since Saturday. God. Still haven't found him.
What a tragic story. All right, let's pray for that right now. And we'll look, as you know, Amy, there's been a charism with this chaplet. You know, when we pray for the missing, quite often God in his mercy somehow allows reunification with the families. I saw a story of a young boy, too, in the Green Bay area that went missing, too. Or maybe it was Milwaukee. I'd seen it on the news somewhere. And I thought he was only 12 or 14 years old. Yeah, Amy, you're nodding your head, so you know. And this is, again, the third, fourth intention for 12-year-old boys, whether it's surgery or missing. Lord, I ask now for this miracle. And I really intercede, and I beg you, by the power and the promises of this chaplet, by the sacrifice of your son, and by all of your children who are now crying out to you, I just pray that this young boy can be found and returned to his family. And I pray for all those that are missing, those who have been abducted, those who are being trafficked, those in a life of prostitution, right now, Lord, and I pray for those especially that are lost and away from you. So I give you these intentions. May your mercy flow as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
For our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Downey, California is up next. Maria is praying with us there. Hi, Maria.
Oh, hi, Drew. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I need prayers because I'm having surgery this coming Thursday, May 20th, to remove a malignant tumor from my colon. And please pray that the surgery goes well. And that if I need treatment after that, it's not too aggressive. Thank you so much.
You got it, Maria. Hang in there, okay? We're going to be praying for you today. We'll continue to remember you in our prayers here. And Lord, I pray for not just Maria, but all those, again, having surgery seems to be the theme of the day. So many different surgeries. I pray for those with cancer, those who are having colonoscopies, those being tested, mammogram and prostate. Lord, I pray for those who have cancer in any way, any operation, any tumor, any cancer cell, I ask you, vanquish it. I do pray for prompt recovery for anyone who's going through chemo or immunotherapy or through any sort of other treatment, radiation or whatever Maria may have to go to. So I give you the body, and I really ask, again, for miracles as I do every day, that people will go back to their physicians and the doctors will be amazed that the cancer cells have disappeared or the tumor has shrunk or that the surgery is not needed. And I just ask this again on behalf of all those who are really trusting in your mercy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Gabrielle is praying in New Mexico. Hi, Gabrielle. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call, Drew.
You're welcome.
And I'm asking for prayers for my twin great-grandsons. They have holes in their heart.
Oh, no.
And if they do not close by this week, they'll have to have open, one of them will have to have open heart surgery. And they were born at 27 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. That's so early in the gestation. That's amazing.
Yes.
Well, you know, Gabrielle, I've had a testimony. This was years ago. Of a child that had a hole in its heart. They have all the documentation to show this. And chaplet was prayed, and God, in his mercy, chose to close that hole. So let's pray for the same thing, all right? We'll pray for those beautiful grandchildren of yours right now. We'll thank God for the gift of life. I know he has a mission for them in life. I don't know what it is, but we've all been created with a mission. And Lord, I just thank you for the one you've given to me, and I pray that those who are discerning what you are calling them to or what their mission is, you make it evident to them. But I also do pray for healing. I ask for miracles. I know this is a time of prayer. I know it's a time of miracles. And I pray that those hearts of those little babies, Lord, I put them in your merciful heart. You restore and renew them. And allow Gabrielle to call back with a testimony of praise and thanksgiving that the doctors will not need to do surgery. And I give to you everyone who is on hold with me right now. You know their needs and their wants and their intentions. Everyone who's praying with me, wherever they are, all those other intentions that have been written in. I just give you those who are suffering financially, those who are suffering emotionally, those who are struggling, they're just with addiction and with all other sorts of conflict and problems they're dealing with. I ask for your mercy. And I know that you said, encourage souls, you know, to trust in my mercy. Encourage them to have complete confidence in me. That's what he told Faustina. If you do those things, if you trust and you have confidence, the Lord made a promise back to you. And this is what I want you to do as we pray this prayer. He says, if you have complete trust and complete confidence in me, I will do everything for you. That's what he told St. Faustina. I'll do everything for them. So let's not be limited by anxiety, by fear, or by distrust. Let's pray big right now, and let's trust the Lord as we now pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Palestine,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for
Saint
us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for
Saint
us.
St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
St. Peregrine.
Pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
St. Patrick.
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko.
Pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory.
Pray for us.
And all you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying. Please send me your prayer intentions. Please send me those answered prayers that come in as well. I know God is working in your life. And stay with me, because when I return, the chief executive officer, Father Rocky, he hosts the Rosary every evening at 7 p.m. Central. Another powerful time of prayer. I invite you to join him for that. There's something really beautiful that Relevant Radio is going to be launching. And I think it's so important in the fight for life in this country. And I personally believe it is going to change the way the balance of the way things are in the country right now, how the culture of death seems so prominent. There's nothing more powerful than the prayer of the Rosary, the prayer of the chaplet, our Lord truly present in the Eucharist. So we'll use these weapons to defeat the evil one. But I'll tell you what Father has in store and an invitation he has for you. Great idea. He'll be stopping by the studio in just a moment. Stay with me.
You are not alone. The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
We need to be ready for a post-Roe world. So, you know, what does that mean? We need to be getting involved with, you know, whatever our diocese already has in place. I guarantee you that wherever you're listening, wherever you live, there is a pregnancy center in your area, and they are gearing up right now for a post-Roe world. So, you know, they are talking to women who are in the valley of decision each and every day, who are in a crisis pregnancy each and every day. They are providing resources to women who are, you know, contemplating abortion, who have chosen life.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
That was a woman who understood the pain of abortion. It not only numbed and blinded her, but made her a Planned Parenthood activist. She was a clinic worker. It's Abby Johnson, of course, wrote the best-selling book Unplanned, the movie as well that you saw, and had such a profound conversion. She's now, I believe, a mother of eight, right? A mother of eight. And is a great champion for life. And it just shows you the power of prayer to bring about conversion. I know a lot of people were praying for her, and I know that prayer changes things. I have no doubt in my mind. I'm so totally convinced of the power of prayer. I am. I cannot tell you. It's such an integral part of my own life. And Abby Johnson now doing so much good. It's never too late to convert, never too late to amend your life. I don't know if you're aware of this. Yesterday, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a case from Mississippi that some are saying is going to be a direct challenge to the Roe v. Wade, you know, the 1973 decision that mowed down all the laws against abortion in our country. And in just a second, Father Rocky's going to be stopping by. He's got a plan, and I just love this. I think this is such a great idea. But there's news. And let me give you the news before we talk to Father, because I think this is really critical. So I just want you to be in the know. And tomorrow, I'll spend much more. In fact, in the next hour, I'll dive into this in greater detail. But this case that we're looking at right now, there's a case that involved a law from Magnolia State. You know, from the Magnolia, it prohibits abortion after 15 weeks. And you know, Roe and its companion case, I think it's Bolton, Doe v. Bolton, they overturned all the restrictions on abortion. And since 1992, you know, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which placed a few restrictions on Roe, a bunch of states, they've been adding restrictions, right? And those have been getting challenged in courts. And you might think that's terrible. Well, it's actually a pretty good thing, because up until now, the Supreme Court hasn't taken any of those cases. And everybody's hoping for that one case that will land before the bench of the Supreme Court. Well, guess what? There is one. There is one. Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization. This is a case that's going to have, I think, profound implications. We'll break it all down for you. What's it all about? How did it start? And what does it mean? Coming up in the next hour. But it's going to need a lot of prayer to support those justices. And, of course, we've got what looks like a pro-life bench in some respects, especially Amy Coney Barrett. So let's pray for these justices, that the Holy Spirit will illuminate their mind, convict their conscience, move their heart, and allow them to rule according to his holy will. And I know that God wants life protected in this country. Our executive director, Father Rocky, he's here today to talk about an initiative that he just spearheaded. And I think it's a brilliant one. I think it's one that will animate the change in the culture of death in this country and bring about its conversion. And I think we're going to have a pro-life country. He's here with his idea. And Father, thanks for joining me today. When I saw what you were proposing and said, hey, can I jump onto the show? I said, absolutely. You have to fill everybody in.
Hey, great, Drew. Thank you so much for letting me barge in onto your show, but I know that our listeners would certainly want to hear about this. So I was amazed yesterday when I saw that the Supreme Court has accepted this case. They're going to deliberate it on it in October of this year, 2021. For those who do not know, October is always the month of the Rosary, and in the United States of America, by direction of the U.S. bishops, it's also Respect Life Month. And as you were just saying there, this seems to be the first serious challenge to the injustice of abortion, which has been codified in this country in 30 years, right? That was the Planned Parenthood versus Casey back in 1992. And, you know, we've been praying for an end to abortion on Rebel Radio every hour with a MRI for years. We're going to be going to close to 400 million MRIs by the end of this year. And then I was thinking about this more. I said, well, you know, maybe this is the final push. Because when we first started praying those memoraries, I thought, well, if we pray one memorari for every abortion, that should just about do it, all right? But we went through those 50, 60 million memoraries and no hope on the horizon. You know, well, there's always hope, right? Yeah. And now we're moving towards 400 million. I don't know, maybe the final toll is going to be 500 million memoraries and all these rosaries. But this Mississippi case seeks to ban abortions after the 15 weeks and put some real limits on it. And this will be a direct challenge to Roe versus Wade. It could possibly overturn Roe versus Wade and make abortion illegal in this country. And I'm thinking, well, this can be a big fight, all right? Heaven and hell will be contending about the future of the human race, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, right? And I thought, well, today, May 18th, is the birthday of St. John Paul the Great. And he was clearly courageous in defending life. And if the Supreme Court is going to deliberate this on this in October, often they don't release their decision until the following June. Sometimes they release it earlier, right, but often it's not released until the following June. And I'm thinking, well, we should just start praying right now. We do that anyway, every day at Mass and in the chaplet and the rosary. But what I'm going to start doing beginning tonight is the first decade will be offered up and the rosary will be offered up for this intention of the end of legal abortion in our country. So it's 405 days between now, the birthday of St. John Paul, 2021, to the feast of St. Jose Maria, June 26th, 2022. And, you know, I like numbers. I'm thinking we've got 100,000 people who join us for the Rosary every night on our multiple platforms, right? Our AM and FM stations, relevantradio.com, our app, our Facebook pages, YouTube channels. Well, if you get 100,000 people praying the Rosary every night, that's going to be like 40 million rosaries between now and June 26th. And Sarah pointed out, that's going to be like 2 billion memoraries. Now, you might think, well, you know, God really isn't all that interested in numbers, but I think he is, all right? Yeah. You know, there's a whole book of numbers in the Old Testament. There are numbers all over the place. And if things are important to you, you know, usually keep tabs on them. And I'm hopeful that we can really kind of nudge the Blessed Mother and the angels and archangels in heaven to intercede in human history because we do need their help here on earth. We can't do this by ourselves. And that was a point of the book I wrote last year, Mary at the Crossroads of History. We saw that in 1571 when St. Pius V asked Christians everywhere to pray the rosary for the salvation of Christendom, and look what happened. So we know that sooner or later, this injustice in our land has to go because things which are unjust cannot last forever. So we're going to pray that the Supreme Court members have wisdom and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, that they have courage, and we also pray for their safety. And I'm calling this campaign the final push, right, the final push. And we know that with the intercession of Blessed Mother, great things can happen. So I want to invite all of our listeners, I know many of them do anyway, join us for the Family Rosary Across America every evening at 7 p.m. Some people say, Father, you do it like every night, Monday through Sunday. You never take a break. Are you out of your mind? Well, we already know that. Uh-huh. Right?
Testify to that.
There's no doubt about that. All right. But I said, well, if I don't show up, why should they show up? Right. And so that's how much I believe in it. It's just beautiful to hear the people calling in. That's not the only intention we pray for. Oh, we pray for heartbreaking situations. A little boy who was found upside down in the water and not breathing, and he came back to life. Or a little boy with leukemia, or a married couple, they're having a hard time, or people with addictions, or people suffering from COVID, or people need a new job, or a new car, you know, reconciliation. There's a million intentions out there, and they're all very, very important. And we want to pray for them, because sometimes those come up to your very top concern. And other things like anti-legal abortion might seem a little bit beyond me, but I think if we all do our part, especially getting the children praying, you know, it's going to move the heart of God to intercede with his mercy because we need his mercy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I could not agree with you more. Yeah, I was thinking about the fact you're starting this today. John Paul II, he famously said, as the family goes, so goes a nation. So goes the whole world in which we live. And this really is the paramount issue of our day. I mean, I think it was Mother Teresa said that the fruit of abortion is nuclear war. So you see how critical this is. Now, I'm curious about the man of novenas. I don't know how many days it was. I think you cited that number, but how many novenas is that?
Well, somebody figured it out. I said it's 405 days. I'm just thinking, well, we got to start today. Yeah. Right? We shouldn't delay. I'm not going to make this all complicated and, you know, I would just begin today, right? And I'm going to go to June 26th because that's the last week of the month of June, and often Supreme Court decisions are mentioned, are announced that month. So, and then I counted it up. You know, there's 365 days a year. Now, I don't know if next year is a leap year. That would change things. It'd be 406 days, right? And then it's, okay, 405. Yeah, it's crazy, but everyone knows we're crazy. At least we're happy, right? And then someone said, well, that's actually 7.5 54-day rosary novenas. Okay, whatever. It's a lot. But, you know, you can join the fun and be part of this historic moment where Christians everywhere across the country got together at night in their living room, in their family room, in the den, in the kitchen, on the patio, in the swimming pool, in the car, on the train, on a plane, in the waiting room with their earbuds in, their earbuds out, with their app in front or their AM, FM radio on or their smart speaker, beaming it to you know, the big screen TV on Chromecast or Apple TV or Roku, where it's all out there, right? And, we have families with one and families with 14 and families praying the rosary together in four different places in this country because they live apart, but they're all connected to this moment. So we're in this situation. This is, I think, what we need to do.
You know, Father, I just love it. I'm actually excited about it. I often think, what could I do more to help bring about?
Hey, why don't you come on the rosary tonight?
And into the culture. I could do that. I'd love to do that.
What do you call it? Like third decade.
All right, I'll do that. I'll give you a ring. I was going to be at a holy hour tonight at 7 central, but I won't do that. I'll come and pray the rosary for
you. Go to the holy hour.
No, I'll take it.
Go to the holy hour.
I'll step out and call you on my cell. I'll call you on my cell phone. That's what I'll do. I'll call in and do that.
Margaret's going to be the co-host, and you call in. And we'll take your phone call.
So I'll join you in that. But, you know, the rosary, here's the thing about it. I mean, I'm so excited about the campaign because I do. Not only the Memorare is a powerful prayer, but the rosary, we know historically how many times miracles have taken place where, you know, you go back, of course, to Lepanto, which you know, you write about it in your book,
sure.
Mary at the Crossroads of History. But you take a look at the protection, in the bombing of Nagasaki. You take a look at how militant, atheistic communism, the forces quite often were dispelled from countries where rosary campaigns were underway. And Relevant Radio, I don't think people, my perspective is that there are so many people that can be tuned into this, that can join us, to make the sacrifice every night to be part of it. I just can't imagine the spiritual import that that's going to have in affecting change, especially for those
sure.
in the court.
You know, it's absolutely true. There's no limit to how many people can join us. Well, at least in this country, the AM and FM stations reach 240 million people. But through the internet, you know, there's like 3.5 billion people around the world who are connected to it. And so there's no limit, and we just need to spread the word, and everybody's invited. Here's the best part about it. You don't even have to be Catholic to pray the rosary. Right. Isn't that awesome? All right. And it's free, right? It's free, and you don't even have to be Catholic, and you don't have to take lessons. Even a four-year-old can pray it, and sometimes they do, and sometimes the four-year-olds call in. It's amazing.
You know, I absolutely love that. And you're right about the world. I mean, you know, my personal take, and I could be wrong on this, I'm thinking there has probably not been a rosary crusade or a rosary campaign of this magnitude since the great rosary priest, Father Payton. You know, and this father, I can't tell you how many people may be joining us in what is a critical moment for the United States. And at the same time, we have to pray for our legislators, not just the Supreme Court, because I guarantee you we're going to see the campaign to pack the court go in overdrive, because really this is, at the very nature, something very dark and
we
demonic.
We could, but we may not. It could be that possibly the country's tired of this.
I hope you're right.
The whole country is looking for a brighter day, more mercy, more compassion, more, favoring the underdog. I mean, that's what our country's all about, the underdog. And the biggest underdog is the unborn baby. We're rooting for the baby.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you might think of it as sort of a cataclysmic confrontation, but it might not be. Remember how communism ended in the Soviet Union without even a single shot being fired?
Yeah.
People were simply tired of it. It caved in of its own weight. Now, of course, there's a lot of prayer behind that as well, right? So, and it's true. Every night, thanks to modern technology, you know, we can gather 100,000, 200,000 people praying the rosary. Father Payton, Venerable Father Patrick Payton, you know, it would take him a year to organize a rosary crusade where he'd fill, let's say, the Coliseum Amphitheater or sports field in Los Angeles. We do that every night. And it's just because the miracle of technology allows us to do this in the support of our listeners. And, so might as well take advantage of it, right?
Well, I hope you are right on all those fronts, Father. I really do. I hope you're right. I hope this goes out with a whimper and not a bang. You know, I hope the Satan doesn't have one last attempt to try to keep, you know, Roe v. Wade and the culture of death alive in the country. And I want to thank you for the inspiration. And just as another kind of follow-up to that, what can people do? I'm assuming they can share this on their social media.
Sure,
we
can. They can
spread the news and make people aware of what's going on.
Sure. If you haven't dialed into the Family Rosary Across America yet, it's every night of the week at 7 p.m. Central Time. You can listen on our stations, AM and FM stations around the country. You can listen on the app. You can listen on the website. Then from the website, you can take the video. You can watch the video on our website, or you can cast it to your TV. And you can also watch it on the Father Rocky Facebook page and on our YouTube channel. Every night we get thousands and thousands of prayer requests that come in through that channel. And then also through our email. I'm sorry, our website. And now we have two new co-hosts, Margaret Kleinschmitz, who's been with us for 15, 18, 19 years on the weekdays, and Sarah Tafoya. They're both mothers, and they live the faith. They practice the faith. They're very much American women who understand what's going on. And so it's a nice chemistry, right? And everybody calls in. I mean, we have people from New York, from Yonkers, from Queens, from, you hear all the accents, north, south, east, west, you name it. It's really quite fascinating. It's unique, right? Because everyone's a participant.
Well, I love it. Father, let's do a follow-up on this. Let's continue to make people aware. This is going to start tonight, though, right? This is day one.
Yeah. Ongoing. We're just, you know, we've been doing the rosary every night for the last several years. Just tonight, I'm going to say 405 days to go.
Yeah, I love it.
Tune in every night. You know, and the people are already joining us every night. Nothing's going to change except, you know, this will be like our first intention, right?
I love it. Well, keep up your great work. Father, thank you for being here and for spearheading what I think is going to be a country-changing campaign. And I would ask everyone to share with their social media outlets. Yeah, final thoughts, Father. We've got to take a short break here, but feel free to give us some final thoughts.
Well, as the United States goes, so goes the world, right? The United States sneezes, Europe catches a cold. So we have a duty to give good example here. And ultimately, at the root of this issue is that people are afraid. You know, that's why they don't choose life, because they're afraid. And Jesus comes to us and says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And that's what we have to confront, our fears. And with God's grace, everything is possible. So, hey, thanks for letting me barge in on your show. It's a great show.
Never a barge. You're always welcome here.
Guests waiting to come in. So God bless you, all right?
That's great. It's Father Rocky, our executive director. And be sure and join the Rosary Cross America, 7 p.m. tonight. And for at least the next 405 days. All right, long time. It's the beauty of what Relevant does, right? We pray. Right? We pray the chaplet, we pray the rosary, and we pray even off the air here for you. So a lot of good's coming from it. And I'm so glad to be part of it, and I'm so glad you're part of it as well. Short pause. When I come back, I want to follow up on John Paul II. He said some profound things about the time in which we live in. I think it's so appropriate for today. Stay with me.
The Drew Mariani Show is live. Your news, your issues, your opinion. Now on Relevant Radio. This is The Drew Mariani Show.
Is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forrester.
Roe is not a super precedent because calls for its overruling have never ceased, but that doesn't mean that Roe should be overruled.
Roe v. Wade is going to be overturned. There is no doubt.
It's the Drew Mariani Show.
The law of Roe v. Wade since 1973 has claimed the lives of over 60 million human beings.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, I'm with Father Rocky. I tend to believe that Roe is in trouble. That's my personal thing. Father's perspective is it's going to go out in a whimper. I hope he's right. He's right about communism. Not a bullet fired, right? But Marian consecration, decades of prayer, especially prayer of the rosary, helped the collapse of the Iron Curtain. And I pray this culture of death will go out. My perspective is a little different. I think there's going to be a battle. This is me personally. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. And I'd love to hear from you. How do you think this is going to shake out? Do you think that Roe v. Wade will fall, that this case that is now making its way up through the courts, that the Supreme Court has agreed to hear, will help bring about an end to Roe v. Wade? Our Supreme Court looks pretty positive, right? It looks pretty pro-life. But you never know. You do not know, you know, what the mindset there is going to be. I mean, I look at what happened with marriage, you know, and the Obergefell decision. But I tend to think that Satan, when he's like an animal, like a wild animal who's cornered, who's wounded, he becomes more aggressive than ever. And he's not going to roll over. He's not going to lay down. He is not going to let, you know, Roe v. Wade fall. That would be detrimental. Of course, it will then go to the state level. But what's going to end up happening? I really do think that the liberals, the radical culture of death, you know, Congress people and senators, Democrats, Republicans that are pro-death, I do think that on the left in particular, there's going to be this movement. There's going to be this movement to expand the court, because that's their only option. It's a safety net for them, right? If we can pack the court with more liberal justices, people who are pro-death, who believe that, you know, Roe v. Wade should stand, you know, you might have the culture of death and abortion in this country another 20, 40 years. You know, you don't know how much longer you would have that. Maybe longer. You don't know, right? So what do you need to do? We need to expand the court. Now, you got, you know, senators like Manchin and other Seminole who would say that, look, we're against the packing of the court. And I don't think that's going to happen. But you know what's going to make a difference? Prayer. I'm telling you. It's so simple, it sounds trite. It's so simple, it sounds ridiculous. But it is a bold, powerful reality. It is. I'm telling you right now. You know, and I love the fact that Father is going to, you know, do this novena for the rosary. I don't want to steal his thunder, but I'm going to remember this intention along with his every day during the chapel. And I think you should do the same thing in your personal life. Maybe make one small sacrifice a day. It doesn't have to be huge. You know, I'm not asking you to fast all day. Maybe you don't have dessert, or you only have one helping at dinner tonight. Or maybe you put the cigarette out instead of smoking. And instead of having that second glass of wine, you have one. And maybe small sacrifices for this. And maybe prayer. Pick up the rosary. If you can't say a whole rosary, it's too long or boring for you, then pray a decade, okay? You know, say one prayer. Just, Jesus, have mercy. You know a powerful prayer for conversion? Lord told St. Faustina this. He said, you know, there's one prayer that's always heard and answered, and that's a prayer of conversion. He says, pray this prayer. He said, and here's the prayer for it. He said, O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. Pray that prayer. Pray that every prayer. And I've got a friend who prays that every day for his pro-choice cousins. It's a powerful prayer. It's right out of the diary of St. Faustina. Pray it. And then pick up your rosaries, because just like the chapel that we pray every day, and I share with you every day the promises that Jesus himself gave to St. Faustina, and we see the fruit of it, the rosary is the other weapon. You know, it's not one or the other. It's not either or. It's both, right? These are a sword in both hands. One's a shield, one's a weapon, right? They're two powerful spiritual weapons. You know, and the rosary, as Father pointed out, is it's not a Catholic prayer. It's an ecumenical prayer. It's a scriptural prayer. It's based on the life of Jesus and Mary. John Paul II said that when you pray the rosary, you're meditating on the life of Jesus through the eyes of Mary. And Our Lady gave great promises to it. She promised it would dispel heresy, and that's what happened in the 13th century with the Albigensian heresy. And we know that, as I was mentioning, quite often it has vanquished, you know, evil and atheistic empires, those that have rejected God. This is a treasure for you. It's a powerful tool of conversion. It's a powerful armor against hell. Satan hates it. It's the chain that binds him. Padre Pio once said, he turned to his fellow friars and he said, get me my weapon. Get me your weapon. What are you talking about? Get me my weapon, Padre Pio said. He was talking about his rosary, right? The rosary was his weapon. Why? Because it's a powerful armor against hell. Because it destroys vice. It delivers from sin. It dispels heresy. And it will vanquish the culture of death in this country. I'm telling you right now it will. But, you know, sometimes it takes effort, right? Sometimes it's one prayer. Sometimes it's maybe 405 rosaries. Well, why not join us in this beautiful campaign of prayer? Join me for the chaplet every afternoon at 3. Join Father Rocky every evening at 7 p.m. Let's tap in to the power of these prayers. You know what happened in Hiroshima in 1945 when the atomic bomb went off, and, you know, the bomb so powerful it killed 200,000 people, destroyed everything. There was a group of priests, a priest by the name of Father Hubert Schiffer, who had somehow, he was a ground zero. Somehow he survived the bomb blast. He and his fellow priests, he was actually studied by scientists. They had no idea. How did this guy possibly, at ground zero, where 200,000 people died, some were just vaporized by the blast. How did these guys walk out of there unscathed and to live for years? 200 experts studied this man. And I loved what he did. He put his hand in his pocket one day when somebody said, how did you do it? He pulled out his rosaries and he pointed at him and he said, The message of Fatima is linked to the message of Hiroshima. Either we pray for peace and be spared, as Our Lady foretold, right? Or we'll see the annihilation of nations. And he held up his rosary. He says, this is it. We need to pray for our country, for protection from it, from annihilation, from disaster, from degeneration, from disease, from war. And we need to pray especially for the one thing that calls down upon the wrath and the justice of God. And that's abortion in this country. That's euthanasia in this country. That's all of the other sinful, vice-filled types of legislation that are now being passed and the laws that are now being passed and the erroneous rulings like Roe. And those things call for God's justice. Only his mercy. Only his mercy is our recourse. Only his mercy is our protection. That's it. So if you want to bring about conversion in the life of those you love, but if you want to see in your day, I believe in my day, in that you and I are going to see, just as those people who witnessed the Emancipation Proclamation that was signed by Abraham Lincoln and freed the slaves, we're going to see Roe fall. We're going to see life protected. How do we do that? It's got to be prayer that animates it, right? It's got to be our sacrifices. It's got to be our adoration. It's got to be especially our Mass. But it's got to be these great gifts that heaven themselves have given to us. Heaven gave us the rosary. You know, the rosary alone can work miracles in the world and in your life. It's got to be the chaplet that our Lord laden with promises from St. Faustina. So why not? All right, let's pray. Let's pray, pray, pray. You know how I feel about it. Join me. All right, the rosary, the chaplet, your prayers. Let's make it a targeted effort leading up to this important Supreme Court decision. I'll fill you in more.